This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me draw a distinction between there are two points here. The first, which you're starting to make right now, is that having Obama deliberately decide to loosen the rules, and candidly, I don't know yet if Trump has issued re-tightening the rules again, which he should. But the entire Obama effort to loosen the rules was a deliberate encouragement of the deep state to start going after American citizens. And you're right. This is a major step, just as the violence on campuses and the various things that the left is doing to shut people up. This is one more step towards the kind of tyranny that the American Constitution was designed to block. But there's a second half of this, which is the leaking of secrets. And I thought it was very sobering yesterday when Secretary John Kelly, four-star Marine general, very sober guy, not inclined to be, to go out on the limb, when he was asked, he said, I actually regard leaking these secrets as virtually treason. And I think we should take it that seriously. I think if you want to leak secrets about who's doing what to whom in the White House, that's politics. Maybe you fire people. But you start leaking America's secrets, which weakens us in the world, risks our agents, scares our allies, strengthens our enemies, you want to go to jail. And I am disgusted with the degree to which the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the major networks are enablers of what John Kelly has said is the equivalent of treason.
They do something about it, Scott, and really let the hammer fall down on this. Heretofore, that has been the economy, the economic exchange on the beltway, is if you had the inside track on it. And of course, I'm curious, because this was the other thing we talked about yesterday. Has the president since reversed the order that President Obama had put into motion, opening up access to these to this top secret information, instead of having, maybe a couple of handfuls of people having access to it? It then became exponential, and there were dozens of people. And, evidenced by what Susan Rice had to share with us. And it's kind of all out of that smirkish type of file folder, that has Harry Reid's face on it, that, feels like he's like that little kid that got away with a cookie and, all the crumbs were off his face, but yet there were a couple of crumbs on his shirt. And you know that he's involved. His hand was in the cookie jar. You just didn't quite catch it right there at that moment. And I think that's the way we feel about whether it's Susan Rice or all these other leakers, that we've got to figure out what's going on. And until a statement is made loud and clear that, this is treasonous for what they have done, what it does in terms of compromising our government, all because they hate Trump. I mean, this is what they're putting. They don't care. They don't care that it puts us in jeopardy whatsoever with our allies, with our enemies. It doesn't matter. What matters is they hate Trump so much that they're willing to take down this republic. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, they'll tell you something different, that it doesn't have that consequence. But, yes, it does. And this is what concerns me so much, is that they've already, like we were talking with John Zemerick in the first hour, they've already put into motion, these ideas and thoughts. What Zig Ziglar would call stinkin' thinking. The reason that it's stinkin' thinking, because it is that stinkin' thinking that leads to action that affects destinies, that affects lives. No bueno, okay? And this is what America needs to do right now, is put itself in check, exercise some self-responsibility, and don't find yourself in a situation like Kathy Griffin, who is, making an apology video because of something that even going into it she knew was sketchy at best. She wanted attention. She got the attention. And she may get more than what she wanted, but like anything that exacerbates attention like this, it comes and it goes, about as quickly as it comes in. So get ready. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our goal, and that should be our focus. You know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. So we want to stay focused on the goal, and that is to get this country back on track, because that's what's going to make sense. It's what's going to help us to begin to even make any kind of dent on this $20 trillion in debt. Maybe get back on track culturally. Could you imagine that? Spiritually, maybe we could become truly the United States once again, not the un-United States, not this 50-50 nation in which we live in today. But I believe, I really believe this with all my heart, that the truth will be able to break down these barriers, and this is why we are so committed and why our focus is on the truth no matter where it leads us. To this end, we're grateful for Dr. John Lott, who is with us right now. His book, War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. He is regarded as, the gun expert. He is an expert on guns and crime, president of Crime Prevention Research Center, and author of More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns. Dr. Lott, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Bill. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, let's talk about the scary murder details, this report that has just been released. What can you tell our audience about this?
You're talking about the attack last night, or you're
No. I'm talking about the release. It says the scary murder details released that a majority of murders in the U.S. occur in only a small percentage of counties across the country. I was sharing this information that you'd passed on to me to a friend. I said, "Here we are," and I mean the way you broke it down, boy, this is incredible. I mean, we hear about Chicago. That is, it has become such the killing zone, but there's some other areas that are equally concerning, aren't they?
Right. Well, I mean, the thing to understand is that murder is not a national problem in the United States. It's very localized in very tiny areas within the United States. You have 54% of the counties in the United States that have zero murders in 2014, the last full year that we have the data broken down that way. Mm-hmm. You have 2% of the counties, 60 counties in the United States, that account for over half the murders. And even if you look in those 60 counties that account for more than half the murders in the United States, you see huge areas, you know, half or two-thirds of those counties that have no murders. It's, you know, a few hot spots mm-hmm. in those counties that account for virtually all the murders that take place in those areas. And, you know, the interesting thing is not only is it concentrated now, but it used to even be much more concentrated. If you go back to the whole period from 1977 when the FBI Uniform Crime Report started releasing the county-level data mm-hmm. up until 2000, on average over that whole period of time, 73% of the counties during those years had zero murders. You had two-thirds of the murders occurring in just 3% of the counties. Mm. So it's heavily concentrated now, but it was even much more concentrated to go back a couple decades ago. And, a lot of it has to do with gangs, particularly drug gangs, being located in those areas.
So does this become more, I mean, just by virtue of the fact that, like in Chicago, there's murders there on a near daily basis, and in some of these other areas, is this become more of a local issue than a federal issue?
Well, yeah, you're going to have to, rather than thinking about this nationally, you have to go and concentrate on dealing with the murders in the places where the murders are. It's just, where are you going to put police? If you are police chief or mayor of a major city, you want to put the police where the crime is. That's where you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak.
Exactly.
And the same thing here. Those areas of the country where there are the murders, I mean, you have such a huge percentage of the country with no murders. You have some other crimes that occur there, though crimes are relatively rare for other types of crimes in those areas, too. It only makes sense to try to concentrate on the types of problems which exist in those high-crime urban areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, you mentioned last night when in looking at that what happened after the Ariana Grande concert. This is a new ball game here. I mean, these numbers could be irrelevant if something like what happened last night comes to America in a big way.
All right. Well, I mean, I think what this shows you is just how difficult it is to stop terrorist attacks. People think about things like mass public shootings in the United States, but if you look at those in Europe during the Obama presidency, the casualty rate from mass public shootings in the European Union was 50% higher per capita than it was in the United States. I mean, just 1 year in France, 2015, they had 532 casualties. If you look at the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency, we had 527.
Mm-hmm.
A country with one-fifth the population of the United States had more casualties from just one type of terrorist attack than in 1 year than we had in the United States in eight.
Eight, yes.
And, it's obviously they've had, things like the truck attack or other types of bombings. You've had a number of bombings that have just been miraculously stopped. In Germany, for example, there's been a couple attempted attacks on soccer stadiums where you've had a large number of people there, and basically just by luck, those were stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is it's extremely difficult to go and stop these types of attacks against soft targets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had Ron Noble, who was Secretary General for Interpol for 16 years, mm-hmm. kind of Europe's version of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked about how his views on trying to stop these types of terrorist attacks have changed over time. When he first came into office, his idea was simply, well, you just do things like create gun-free zones in order to try to stop attacks. But
mm-hmm.
what he learned was that these terrorists plan these attacks 6 months, a year, 2 years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much impossible to go and stop, whether it be any type of weapon, guns or bombs,
mm-hmm.
from getting into these areas. These terrorists, if they plan long enough in advance, they're going to find some way of trying to get weapons into those venues. And he said, ultimately, what you have to think about then is, do you do things like disarming the victims in those places, which basically, he said, only means that the killers are going to have the weapon.
Well, I mean, that's their deduction on this, but I think there's evidence that would counter that conclusion, don't you think, John? We've got to go to break here. Let's pick it up when we come back. Dr. John Lott is with us, world-recognized expert on guns and crime, former chief economist at the U.S. Sentencing Commission from 1988 to 1989. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with John Lott continues. John is president of Crime Prevention Research Center, author of 9 books, including More Guns, Less Crime, and War on Guns. I had to clarify with John as we were off the air, and I did mishear what he had said. And that is that, you know, when people, when you have gun-free zones, you know, it's ripe for the pickings. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the empirical evidence is pretty sound and clear. I was telling John that my experience here in Florida, I went to a movie theater, and there was a big sign there that says, this is a gun-free zone. I said, and I went to the manager, do you realize what you've just done in terms of exposing the moviegoers to this kind of potential violence? That you basically have put out the welcome mat for evil-minded people with guns to come in and just, you know, have at it like shooting fish in a barrel. John, you know, it amazes me with the evidence and even with what you're, you know, reporting today and what you've reported over the years. This evidence is so empirical. Why is it that we want to fight this issue, you know, so emphatically? I mean, and the people want on the left and liberals perceive the NRA and those patriots that believe in the Second Amendment. Our founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment for a righteous reason. John, are you there? I'm sorry. Hello, John.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I couldn't. And I can hear you. I couldn't hear you there for a minute. So my question is,
I heard you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right. Look, I understand, I think, why people have these reactions. They constantly hear about bad things that happen with guns, and they think the only solution is if I can merely get rid of the guns, then bad things won't happen. The problem that they have to realize is that when they go and post a sign like that at a movie theater, they have to ask the question, who obeys the rule? And it's the most law-abiding good citizens, the ones that they don't have anything to worry about, who obey the rules, not the person who's intent on going and doing the harm. Mm-hmm. But you know, I have a chapter in The War on Guns that goes through and provides quotes from these killers who explain time after time why they picked the venue that they did. You have cases like the Batman movie theater shooting, mm-hmm. where
yes,
his first target was going to be an airport. But mm-hmm. when he looked in the security there, he was convinced that he would be killed before he was able to kill enough of his victims. Instead, he picked a movie theater, and he even cased the movie theaters. And of the seven movie theaters that were within a 20-minute drive of his apartment, only one of those posted signs banning permanent concealed handguns. That's mm-hmm. the one he went to. The Charleston church shooter, his original target was going to be Charleston College until he checked on the security arrangements there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the church that he picked was a gun-free zone. But,
yeah.
you know, you look at things like the mall shootings, the Omaha, Nebraska mall shooting, the Kansas City mall shooting, the Salt Lake City mall shooting, or the Oregon mall shooting. You see a similar story in those cases. In Omaha, they had eight enclosed malls. Only one of those posted signs banning permanent concealed handguns. It was the mall farthest from the killer's home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one he went to.
Exactly.
Same story in these other places. Mm-hmm. You look at things like the Lafayette movie theater shooting. Again, you know, the killer goes to the movie theater that had posted signs. And so it's not just the explicit statements for these individuals. You know, if you live in a state that has right to carry laws, you can probably carry in, you know, 97-98% of the places mm-hmm. in that state. And yet if an attack occurs, these attacks keep on occurring in those tiny areas within the state where permanent concealed handguns aren't allowed. If these were random, then 98% of these attacks would be taking place where people were allowed to defend themselves.
Exactly.
You know, anything but that. And these cases, as you say, are magnets for these attacks. These killers are maybe crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid, and they know that they want to kill as many people as possible. There was a case just last year in Detroit where a father was concerned about his son's involvement with ISIS, had contacted the FBI. The FBI put a tap on his phone, and they have an amazingly chilling conversation where this 20-year-old man is discussing with a compatriot why he had decided to attack one of the largest churches in the Detroit area. And his explanation was that this church banned permanent concealed handguns completely from church property, And he explained how that would make it easier for him to kill lots of people because nobody there would be able to go and stop him from doing the attack.
And it's amazing, John, when people do this, when they put out a press release, you know, from now on, we're not going to, you know, allow, because you just make it out there, make it public knowledge. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, it is so illogical and against the evidence. John, I understand, you know, earlier this year, Georgia became the 12th state that mandates that public universities allow people to carry guns on campus.
Right. No, and you have 23 other states that leave it up to the schools, though most of them don't allow it there. But, you know, this is a growing trend that we've had in just the last 4 or 5 years. We've had most of those states move to those types of rules. And, you know, I understand the fears that people have about these things, but the thing is we don't have to guess anymore about these issues. Mm-hmm. When people talk about, you know, even K through 12, we have 24 states to varying degrees allow teachers or staff to be able to go and carry permanent concealed handguns. You have 5 states that leave it up to the teacher or the staff member to decide. In the other states, it's up to the school board or a superintendent to decide whether or not people can carry on school property. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are fears that people raise. Well, what happens if a student gets a hold of a gun and something bad happens? Well, we don't have to guess. We can look to see whether that's the case, and there hasn't been a single case like that.
Exactly.
You know, what happens if there's some type of accidental discharge? Well, we can look at this, and with all these states having these rules for K through 12, there's been one accidental discharge in Utah in 2014, and, you know, nobody was hurt. You can go, you know, so, you know, people will say, well, if we do have a mass public shooting, then the permit holder will accidentally shoot a bystander, or when the police arrive, they'll accidentally shoot the permit holder. Well, if you go to our website at crimeresearch.org, you'll find dozens of cases of mass public shootings that have been stopped by permit holders, cases where police or sheriffs or prosecutors have said that many people would have died if it wasn't for the presence of the permit holder. And yet, in not one single case do you find those things occurring. You know, so much of this gun control debate about possibilities, about things that might go wrong. Well, we don't have to guess. We can go and look to see whether or not those types of fears are actually something that occurs. And if they don't occur at all, you know, it raises real questions about whether we should base our policy based upon those fears of possibilities that don't occur.
Well, John, you know, with the proliferation, especially in the last 8 years under the Obama administration, as much anti-gun rhetoric as there was, it just did the opposite. Well, not to mention the fact that things were happening in our culture that people said, look it, I better protect myself. So you had people out there, you know, buying guns at record numbers. And we just need to accept the fact that, you know, I mean, there's enough guns for every gun, every household in this country. And so how are we going to responsibly, you know, address this issue? We have a Second Amendment right. I think that's what all states should adhere to. I find it a big problem when I'm, because I have a concealed carry permit. I can open carry here in Florida. But if I go, cross state lines, I can get myself in trouble. So I have to check, you know, when I'm traveling, okay, I have my gun with me. I can't have my gun with me here. You know, this just needs to be across the board once and for all.
Well, it'd be a whole show for us to talk about the reciprocity bill that's before Congress right now. But,
well, we have to do that, John. I've been looking forward to it, so we'll have you back and we'll get into that one. Dr. John Lott has been with us. John, thank you so much. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
Hey there. there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347, 800-981-9347, that's 800-981-9347.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, an honor to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where we want to go. And you can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Direct. And while you do that, don't forget to add your comments that you want to be in the running for that ultimate Shaq pack. It's so cool. I'm so excited that we have those available to give away to you, because we are givers on the show. This is the way we roll. So, and the Shaq Pack contains, and this is courtesy of Lionsgate, by the way, the Shaq Pack Blu-ray DVD, Shaq Grow Sticks that are so cool. All you gotta do is plant, water, and watch your flowers grow. How easy is that? Plus, music inspired by the Shaq digital CD. Okay? All you gotta do, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. In the midst of your comments, just say, hey, Bill, put me in the running. We're going to be drawing winners every day. And so we've got Shaq Packs to give away. And why not you? Why not you have your very own Shaq Pack? We'd love to be able to pass that on to you. With us right now is the ultimate adventurer, if I might say, in all fairness. And hopefully Doug Preston doesn't mind me saying that, because, you know, that's the way guys, you talk about the way guys roll. We love adventure. And we're talking Indiana Jones kind of stuff here. He's worked as a writer and editor for the American Museum of National History, taught writing at Princeton University, has written for The New Yorker, Natural History, National Geographic, Harper's, Smithsonian, The Atlantic, author of several acclaimed nonfiction books, including the bestseller, The Monster of Florence. Doug is also the co-author with Lincoln Child of the best-selling series of novels featuring FBI agent Pendergast. Douglas Preston, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you about your new book, The Lost City of the Monkey God. Now, this is a true story. I don't want people to hear, you know, The Lost City of the Monkey God. You know, what's that all about at first blush? If you don't understand the background, you say, okay, it was somebody pulling my leg here. But no, this is a true story. Give us the background, if you would, Doug.
Well, it is. I mean, it's hard to believe that in the 21st century, you could actually find a lost city somewhere on the surface of the earth. But that's exactly what happened. And my book tells the true story of that. And it, you know, this was a legendary city that was known by a number of names, La Ciudad Blanca, the White City, mm-hmm. and also called the Lost City of the Monkey God. And so my book tells that story.
Okay. So the Monkey God, how does the Monkey God play here?
Well, that name originated in the 1930s with a series of expeditions that went into one of the last actually unexplored places on the surface of the earth, which are these vast jungles in eastern Honduras that lie on top of very rugged mountains. So you have some of the thickest jungle in the world lying on top of rugged mountains. And in the interior of these mountains are huge valleys that had never been entered by human beings or scientifically explored. So in the 1930s, several expeditions went into this area looking for this legendary lost city and heard all these stories from local people about the so-called lost city of the monkey god, where there was a great pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid was the statue of a monkey, and that's where the sacrifices were made, and it was all very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And there was even a fellow, Theodore Mord, who in 1940 reported went into the jungle, and he came back out and claimed to have actually found the lost city of the monkey god. It was a front page story in the New York Times. It was a big deal in 1940. But he refused to reveal the location of it, for, quote, for fear of looting. And then he committed suicide.
Oh.
So the location was lost, and ever since then, people have been looking for this place.
So what is the significance of this lost city? I know there's significance in the find, and we're going to get into that a little bit more. But in terms of the background of this city, what was it about that made it so intriguing other than it was lost?
Well, the stories describe a city built of white stone, the ruined ramparts that could be seen rising above the jungle foliage. And there were even some early aviators who said they saw it flying over, and there were people who came back with stories of having seen it in the distance, but they couldn't get to it. You know, some of these stories were exaggerations. Some were completely false. Mm-hmm. Others maybe were an overactive imagination. But for 500 years, there's been this legend. And the significance of it is, well, who built this city? Were they Maya? Because mm-hmm. just 200 miles to the west is the great Maya city of Copan. Or were they some other people? Where did they come from? How did they survive in this really challenging jungle environment?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to them? So there are a lot of mysteries about this culture. And, you know, finding the city would solve some of those mysteries.
So here it is. We go through this process, like you say, and we've said many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, so you get all these ideas and these imaginations and things that come into play here. And so the intrigue just makes it that much more of a reason to find out what is it about this lost city.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is that this area still remains, you know, even today, large areas of these mountains remain completely unexplored. It's just so dangerous, and the jungle is so thick, and I mean, there are many, many, and the country of Honduras is very dangerous. There's a lot of drug smuggling. I mean, there's some, you know, many reasons why people haven't explored, but the team that I was associated with, you know, took a very methodical approach, and they used a new technology, an incredibly powerful technology called LIDAR, which aerial LIDAR, which is a plane that flies over the jungle canopy with this machine, huge machine that takes up the entire interior of the plane, and it fires 125,000 laser pulses a second into the canopy below, and some of those pulses actually reach the ground and bounce back up. So it can actually map the ground underneath the thickest jungle in the world, and that's what they did. They mapped 50 square miles, unexplored, areas in these mountains in 2012, and by God, they found this city. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable.
I was on the expedition. No. I didn't expect, honestly, I didn't really expect them to find anything, or if they found something, maybe some small site or something. But no, they found a huge city, actually 19 intersecting settlements that in this river valley, covering over a square mile with pyramids, plazas, mounds, Mesoamerican ball court, which if you know that game was played in the prehistoric times, it's the game where the losers sometimes lost their heads as well.
Right.
And it was...
losing is not good. Not in that game.
You really pay for it.
Talk about the agony of defeat, right?
That's right. I mean, it was actually it was more of a religious ritual than it was just a game. And, the people who won would win enormous riches, and sometimes they'd even become the holy lord of the city.
Oh, wow.
So there was a big reward if you won.
See, that's what happens when you run out of keys, when you've given too many keys to the city, then you got the next thing you got to do is just become the holy lord, right?
That's right.
Amazing. Well, I've heard of this process, this LIDAR process that you're referring to. So here's this humongous plane. I mean, the plane is really kind of an X-ray machine, isn't it? I mean,
exactly.
Up in the air.
Yeah.
And so it pulverizes with these laser impulses the area, and you're talking 50 square mile. That is just magnificent. So as fate should have it, they're able to discover this lost city. Now, did you actually see the data that came from this plane?
I did. In fact, I rode on the plane, even though I wasn't supposed to, but they said, go ahead and, they cleared out a little space for me. I jammed myself in the back. 6 or 7 hours, no seat, my knees in my mouth. I mean, after that, that flying economy was a pleasure.
like business class. It's like, get me out of here. Get me to a chiropractor as soon as you can. Let me stretch out.
It was terrible. And in fact, at one point, I was jammed behind the LIDAR machine. Now, the LIDAR machine is connected to the pilot's navigational system.
Mm-hmm.
So I accidentally turned off the machine with my knee. I was trying to adjust it, which shut off the navigation system on the plane. And the pilot immediately went into a sickening sort of spiral sort of a...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Doug, we'll pick it up from there because we got to go to break, unfortunately, right now.
At web.com, want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour is talking with the New York Times bestselling author of the Monster of Florence. Douglas Preston is with us. His brand new book, The Lost City of the Monkey God. This is a true story. And we were just talking where Doug had actually was on the plane. They made some special accommodation. Maybe there for a moment they wish they hadn't made that special accommodation, because as Doug was relating to us, he's there next to the ladder machine, which is this humongous, I guess for lack of a better term, X-ray machine, just sitting there just taking an X-ray of the ground below. Doug, what were you, about 10, 12,000 feet over the canopy?
Actually, we were flying pretty low. We were about 3,000, 2,500 feet above the canopy, and flying up and down with the terrain, and flying in a lawnmower pattern. So it was like,
I see.
We were like mowing the jungle,
back and forth,
with this surveying it to map it. It was pretty darn rough because, first of all, there was no AC in the plane. That was broken. You're flying in full sun in the jungle. And you're in a lot of turbulence, bouncing up and down and making these sickening turns every, 10 minutes, every 5 minutes. And there's no bathroom. And I said, well, what happens if you have to go? And they said, you just go in your pants.
Oh, gee. Wow.
7 hours,
Oh, man.
He asked me, did you have any coffee this morning or any breakfast? And I said, no. And he said, good.
Yes, that'll come in handy. So there you are. You're crammed next to the lighter machine. Your knee turns off the navigation, and the pilot is going, what is going on here? So pick up the story where we left off.
Well, he had to fly in circles while they rebooted the machine, which took minutes, And then we continued. It was fine. No one, was all right. But just an interesting moment. But the most interesting moment was when the data was uploaded to Houston, which is where this group is, the National Center for Airborne Laser Mapping,
mm-hmm.
crunched on a big computer, downloaded back to Roatan Island off the coast of Honduras, where our expedition was based,
mm-hmm.
and we looked at these images, and here's a city. Oh. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I mean, is it, you're like looking at this, at a city. I mean, it's not like it's covered in dirt or foliage and everything like that. But I mean, you can see this clear city right there before your eyes in the midst of this jungle.
Well, you know, yes, it was. Some of it was just mounds
mm-hmm.
and pyramids that were in fact covered with a lot of jungle with dirt. But I mean, you didn't have to be an archaeologist to see just how huge the city was, how it was, the entire ground had been altered and by human activity, you know, leveled, mountaintops leveled, rectangular squares for public buildings, huge plazas, there were canals, there were what evidently roads, terracing, that sort of thing was all very visible. You didn't have to be an archaeologist to identify it.
Uh-huh.
It was quite a moment.
Wow. So you start seeing this information, you go, this is the lost city of the monkey god that you're viewing. I mean, you knew then, right then, that this was the lost city that you had discovered.
Well, we knew then that it was a lost city.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not the lost city yet. Okay.
Well, the thing is, the legend of the lost city of the monkey god is sort of a metaphor, kind of a conflation of all the lost cities of this culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is and it isn't the lost city of the monkey god in that sense. I mean, the legends sort of took off. There were quite a few cities that were abandoned by these people, just like the Maya had, dozens of cities.
Exactly, right.
And so all of them were kind of wrapped up in this one legend about a monkey god. And, in fact, this culture did worship monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
They were extremely important to them. But so this was in 2012, but, it's not a discovery until it's been ground truth, according to archaeologists. So we had to go in there on foot and see what was there. And that took another 3 years of very careful and difficult planning.
Well, tell us about the curse of the monkey god.
Well, the various legends all have the same arc, and that is that there was this great city in the jungle that was swept by a series of catastrophes. The people decided the gods were angry at them, and they left, leaving all their possessions behind. And afterwards, the city was cursed, and anyone who went there would fall ill and die.
Mm.
Well, curses and legends are sometimes based in the truth. And, in fact, this particular legend was based in the truth, and we discovered it, much to our sorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I understand you were affected personally, right?
Well, we were. We helicoptered in 2015. We had a team of soldiers with us who were experts in jungle warfare, cleared out a landing zone, landed the helicopter. We established a base camp, and we went up into this city, and we made wonderful discoveries, incredible discoveries, even though the foliage is so thick you can hardly see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, about 2 months afterwards, many members of the expedition, both Hondurans and Americans and Brits, became ill.
Mm.
And it turned out that the valley was a hot zone of an incurable, deadly tropical disease called mucocutaneous leishmaniasis.
I got to tell you, I looked at that name and I was going to go, I hope Doug doesn't expect me to pronounce it.
Well,
that is a mouthful.
Well, it's a mouthful, and don't Google it, because when you see the images of what it does to people, it is just horrific. It's like leprosy.
Yeah, that's what they said, like white leprosy.
Exactly. It's a parasite that gets into your skin, and it migrates to your face, and it starts eating away your nose and your lips until they fall off.
Sure.
And you're left with an open sore where your face used to be, and then the bones of your face deteriorate, and you have a hole in your head, and then you die. I mean, it's just awful. And when we found we had this disease, and I Googled it, I just about died right on the spot.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, who needs... I won't have to wait for a hole in my head. Let's just check out right now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, wow. Unbelievable. So several members of your troop. Now, did you run into any, adversity as far as, military action there? Because, as you say, I mean, all kinds of issues there in a covered area left unexplored. I mean, I can only imagine what measure of evil could be reigning in there.
Well, it is true that this area is the major transshipment point for cocaine coming from South America to the United States.
Wow.
And the surrounding towns are ruled by violent drug cartels, most of them. But we were so deep into these mountains that there was nobody there. In fact, the animals in this valley had never seen people before. I mean, they wandered around looking at us, curious, or in the case of the monkeys, angry,
yeah,
trying to drive us out.
Well, yeah, that's their territory. You can't come into their territory.
Yeah,
exactly.
The spider monkeys were hanging from branches by their tails and shaking branches at us and screeching. And then when we didn't go away, they just sat there on a branch watching us, very unhappily eating what looked like popcorn. It was funny. I suddenly realized what it was like to be in the zoo, but on the wrong side of the bar.
Exactly, yeah. Who's behind the bars now as you're being observed as opposed to being the observer? Now, you mentioned besides the monkeys, you got hungry jaguars.
We did, yeah. We had at night the jaguars would prowl about, rumbling, and then one of the biologists came face to face with a mountain lion, which they call a puma down there, but it's the same species that we have, in the mountains of the United States. And the mountain lion just looked at him and crouched and observed him and, thinking food or not food.
Yeah, right.
Fortunately, the mountain lion decided not food and just walked off.
Yeah,
but also but the most dangerous animal down there were the poisonous snakes.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. That's incredible. That the snakes. Did anybody get bit by these snakes? Is that how you found out how deadly they were? Or
Thank God, no one was bitten. The very common snake down there is the fer-de-lance, which is the deadliest snake in the New World. And if you're bitten by that, you're in big trouble. I mean, if you don't die immediately of a brain hemorrhage, you're probably going to have to amputate the limb that it struck.
Wow.
And we saw them every day. I mean, the first night I was walking back to my tent at night, and my flashlight illuminated this gigantic fer-de-lance in striking position, tracking me.
Oh, wow.
And so one of the ex-SAS guys came over, these jungle warfare guys, and he said, "Well, I'm going to move that snake." And I thought to myself, how is he going to move this? That's crazy. Uh-huh. Well, he cut a snake stick 7 feet long with a fork at the end of it. He pinned the snake, and the snake just exploded into action, and they had a terrific fight. He eventually had to decapitate the snake.
Uh-huh.
The venom was flying everywhere. It was quite a scene.
Wow. That's crazy. So with the book, Doug, what do you want people to gain from this book? I think this is a book waiting to be put into a movie, by the way.
Well, they're actually making a documentary film. They actually had a film crew with the expedition.
Wow.
And that'll be coming out in about 6 months. That's going to be amazing. Amazing documentary.
Well, kind of amazing that you've got new technology, when it comes to being able to look and find lost cities like this, how it's come together and the things it's revealing to us. Congratulations on the book. Thank you so much for being with us, Douglas Preston. The Lost City of the Monkey God. It is a true story and available at all the usual places and linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Doug.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.